Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 924 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Seriously?
Seriously what?
Hey, everybody.
You're the one that weren't paying attention.
Well, I thought you would say I was ready. You turd.
All right, so we got more horrifying stories. Yay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you going to be able to tolerate these?
I don't know, babe. I don't like them. They're terrible.
The Lake Nyos disaster, 1986. Unbeknownst to residents of the area around Lake Nyos in Cameroon, a limnic eruption in August 1986 sent as many as 1.5 million tons of carbon dioxide into the air. Caused by a volcanic eruption or earthquake that shifts the ground, the rare natural disaster killed more than 1,700 people, as well as thousands of livestock within a 15-mile radius of the lake. One survivor, Ephraim Ngongkum, described people dying, people dead all around him, while another man, Chia David Wambong, he recalled, "Everyone started to cough and some people vomited blood. I saw people on the ground screaming. Everyone was crying." This gentleman, Joseph Nkwan's account, said, "I could not speak. I became unconscious. I could not open my mouth because then I smelled something terrible. I heard my daughter snoring in a terrible way, very abnormal. When crossing to my daughter's bed, I collapsed and fell. I was surprised to see my trousers were red and had some stains like honey. I saw some starchy mess on my body. My arms had some wounds. I didn't really know how I got these wounds. I wanted to speak. My breath would not come out. My daughter was already dead.
Oh my gosh.
I managed to go over to the neighbors' houses. They were all dead. I got my motorcycle. As I rode through Nyos, I didn't see any sign of any living thing. I was unable to walk, even to talk, but my body was completely weak."
I wonder how he survived that.
I don't know. That's what I was sitting there thinking on how he survived. But, I mean, think about this. That's something you see from a movie.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's, you know, that's not something. I know we went and saw A Quiet Place too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they were going around, all the cars were just parked, and it's like, God, could you imagine? And then when you think about it, something happened in that town where basically all this carbon dioxide was put out into the air, which is just like you having a carbon monoxide leak in your house or something, except this happened over an entire city. 15-mile radius. All these 1,700 people died in a 15-mile radius because this naturally occurred in the earth and just happened. That's scary.
That's very scary, and it's just really unbelievable. I mean, what do you do when you go out and see there's nobody else alive, and it's just you? Oh, my. Mm.
The Life and Death of Haj Muhammad Masfui, 1906. Haj was a serial killer who, in 1906, was charged with the deaths of 36 women. The cobbler and public letter writer, he wrote missives for people who were illiterate and had an accomplice, a woman by the name of either Anna or Rahali. I guess they're not sure. Together, they drugged and killed their victims and buried their remains underneath near Nisfui's workshop. So they had a couple places where they buried these bodies. Once their crimes were discovered, Anna was reportedly tortured to death, while Masfui was sentenced to death by crucifixion. That's in 1906.
Ooh.
Later, his sentence was changed to immurement or being walled in alive. Ooh. Before that, he underwent daily torture. Whipped with switches of thorny acacia, stripped to the waist, and while two assistants held the victim's arms outstretched, the city executioner laid on the spike rods. 10 strokes were given each day, and each stroke drew blood. After each flogging, the cobbler's back was toughened and anointed with vinegar and oil. The daily whippings went on, and when it was seen that Masfui was falling into exhaustion, it was decided to carry out the supreme sentence. He was chained to the recess of a wall where the public threw animal waste at him. Masons then put down stones up to Masfui's head. He was given water and bread and then entombed. For days, crowds listened to him scream, even yelling back at him at times. After he finally succumbed, it was said that people were disappointed that he met his end so soon.
Well, you do the crime, that's what happens.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So what do you think? As bad as yesterday's, or?
I think they're all horrible.
They are.
They're just horrible.
They're all horrible. There's no doubt about that.
We need some nice stories.
Let's do the other one. Let's do this next one. The Attack of the Dead Men, 1915. The so-called Attack of the Dead Men refers to events that took place during the Battle of Osowitz Tower on August 6, 1915. German forces hurled 2 poison gases, bromine and chlorine, that's probably bromine and chlorine, at their Russian counterparts. Both gases irritate the respiratory system, and when mixed, they form a toxic acid. The Russian troops did not have protective gas masks, and they resorted to clothes to cover their face. This did little to stop the men from coughing up blood as the grass turned black all around them. Russian soldiers did not immediately surrender. They would later in August, but rather embraced anger and fury as they headed toward their prisoners, the Germans. All the German forces saw were Russian men with acid-burned faces covered in blood charging at them. According to an eyewitness, the men advanced with the sole purpose of crushing the Germans in what was also been described as the Attack of the Corpses.
Oh my God. So what, after they attacked them, they just dropped dead?
No, I guess I'm sure some of them probably died.
Oh man. They are hardcore back in the day.
See, these are cool stories. All right, guys, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 925 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey everybody.
Tracy, this is back to the horrifying stories that you absolutely hate.
Oh my gosh. How many times this week do I have to be horrified?
I don't know.
All right, cool. For
some reason though, my page got lost here. That's when Freddie jumped up here. He threw everything off. All right. The Hinterfeck murders of 1922. Now, we've talked about this before on the show when we did our axe murder theory that so many were connected. The Hinterfeck murders involved the unexplained deaths of six men and women at a Bavarian farm in 1922. Andreas Gruber, his wife Cazilia, and their daughter Victoria Gabriel were slain alongside Victoria's two children, Casilla and Joseph, as well as the family's maid, Maria Baumgartner. And she was only the maid for like a couple days.
Aww.
And she had reported hearing noises that she thought the house might have been haunted.
Well, that's just horrible already.
After the younger Cazilia, age 7, didn't show up to school in April 1922, and the entire family missed church soon after, neighbors became somewhat concerned as to their whereabouts. Andreas, disliked by most people who knew him, was found dead in the barn along with the bodies of his wife, daughter, and granddaughter. The bodies of the maid and 2-year-old Joseph were discovered in the home. An investigation into the mysterious murders led authorities to several suspects, everyone from a local robber who had escaped a mental hospital to the family's closest neighbor. The case today still remains unsolved.
You're kidding.
No, and every one of them were killed with an axe. They didn't say that in here, but that's the...
Oh.
I don't know how that didn't make it into the story, but that's what happened. And they were stacked, trying to go on memory here, they were stacked neatly next to each other, and I think they had been dressed, like their clothes had been put on, or I don't know. It was just...
Awful.
The Moorgate Tube Crash, 1975. 43 people lost their lives in the deadliest accident to ever take place on the London Underground. On the morning of February 28th, 1975, a train carrying 300 passengers approached Moorgate Station, but didn't slow down. It was traveling between 30 and 40 miles per hour with Leslie Newson at the controls. At 8:46 a.m., the six-car train slammed into the overrun tunnel, which was a dead end.
What? How did they not know it was a dead end?
Well, I mean, I guess they knew. I don't know. I guess we'll find out more as we read, maybe. An investigation later revealed that the brakes had not been applied, and Newson, in front of the train, made no move to stop the collision. The first two cars, and most of the third, were crushed upon impact. The station went black, as described by survivor Javier Gonzalez. A darkness came. There was a very loud noise. Metal and glass breaking, no screams, all in the fraction of a second one takes to breathe in. It was all over in no time. When emergency personnel arrived, they reportedly found a carriage half at platform and half into the tunnel, but on a slant up into the ceiling. As firefighters and other first responders went deeper into the tunnel, they looked for individuals trapped in the debris. Don Pye, a photographer from the London Fire Brigade, captured images of the scene and later described it. In one doorway, there was a row of businessmen, some still with their briefcases, standing as they would have been, waiting for the train to stop, but all dead.
Oh my gosh.
Emergency workers spent 6 days looking for survivors, while the crash was eventually attributed entirely to the behavior of motorman Newson during the final minute before the accident occurred. No motive or reason was ever found. So, I mean, maybe he fell asleep. Maybe he was distracted. This was, 1975, so there were no cell phones or tablets or internet to keep you preoccupied, so.
Man, that's just heartbreaking. That's awful. Surely to God he did not do that on purpose.
No, well, you know, I almost said, well, you know, no, he wouldn't have, but... You don't know what somebody's situation was. We don't know what his frame of mind or any of that was.
Man.
Because I would imagine he was one of the guys that was killed.
Well, he had to be.
So how can you even talk to him? Everything's speculation.
Yucky.
The disappearance of Bobby Dunbar, 1912. While on a fishing trip with his parents and brother in August 1912, 4-year-old Bobby Dunbar vanished. Percy and Leslie Dunbar lived in Louisiana with their children, and in the immediate days following their son's disappearance, they alerted authorities, but a search revealed very little. A reward was offered, but it wasn't until 8 months later that someone saw a little boy resembling young Bobby in Mississippi. The man who had the boy in his care, William Cantwell Walters, was arrested. Bobby's parents were reunited with their child, but they weren't sure if it was him. The would-be Bobby didn't seem sure if Percy and Leslie either. Ultimately, Bobby was taken home to the Dunbars, met by a grand parade and countless well-wishers upon their return to Louisiana. For his part, Walters identified the boy as Bruce Anderson, his illegitimate nephew. The boy's mother, Julia, confirmed it was, in fact, her son. Walters was put on trial for kidnapping, and the media speculated about whether or not the young boy was Bobby or Bruce. Walters was convicted of a crime and spent years in jail, while quote-unquote Bobby was raised by the Dunbars. In 2004, relatives of Julia Anderson and the would-be Bobby Dunbar took DNA tests to finally solve the mystery. The results revealed that Bobby was, in fact, Bruce. It's still not known what happened to the real Bobby Dunbar. So, follow me on this. The parents have their 4-year-old boy missing, assumed kidnapped. Somebody says, hey, I think I saw that little boy with this man. They arrest him and take the little boy and give them to his parents. He says, no, that's not the kid you're looking for. That's my niece's, you know, or my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, you're wrong. So they give him back, this family, and they convict him for kidnapping this kid. And now years later, they do a DNA test to find out that that was exactly who he said it was. It was his nephew. So that 4-year-old kid was still missing. Nobody knows what happened to them. This guy went to jail.
I mean,
probably died there.
Oh, so you didn't get out of... Oh, you don't know?
I don't know, but it was 30 years later before they found out it wasn't him. So, I mean, I don't know how old the guy was at the time. He might have been 25 or 30. I mean, there's no telling. I don't know what happened to the guy according to this, but that's a crazy story. So,
well, how do they not know who their kid is? I mean, they should know that that was...
Well, I don't... Did the story say how long it was in between? Because it was 1912 when the 4-year-old kid was missing. It was 8 months later. It was only 8 months.
Okay, you should know what your kid looks like.
So the kid wasn't sure that was his parents. They weren't sure that was his kid, but everybody just ignored all that.
Okay, how can you not know that's your kid? How can you not know this?
I don't know. I guess maybe you're just grieving so much that you just want that to be your kid and that that's any similarities at all.
Oh my gosh, that is really crazy. And he spent all that time in prison.
I don't know how long he spent there, but he was convicted and spent there.
That's messed up.
And then that woman lost her kid too because they took him from them to give to these parents.
Yeah. Yeah, that's messed up.
All right, guys, sleep on that. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bye, guys.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.